The Fortune of War by Patrick O'Brien, read by Rick Jerram. Chapter 1. The warm monsoon blew gently from the east, wafting HMS Leopard into the bay of Pulo Batang. She had spread all the sail she could to reach the anchorage before the tide should turn, and to come in without discredit. But a pitiful show they made, patched, with discoloured heavy weather canvas next to stuff so thin it scarcely checked the brilliant light. And her hull was worse. A professional eye could make out that she had once been painted with the Nelson Checker, that she was a man of war, a fourth rate, built to carry 50 guns on 2 full decks. But to a landsman, in spite of her pennant and the dingy ensign at her mizzen peak, she looked like an unusually shabby merchant ship. And although both watchers were on deck, gazing earnestly at the shore, the extraordinarily bright green shore, and breathing in the heady scent of the Spice Islands, the Leopard's crew was so sparse that the notion of her being a merchantman was confirmed. Furthermore, a casual glance showed no guns at all, while the ragged, shirt-sleeved figures on her quarter-deck could hardly be commissioned officers. These figures all gazed with equal intensity down the bay, to the green-rimmed inlet where the flagship rode, and beyond it to the spreading white house that had been the Dutch governor's favourite wet-season residence. A Union flag flew over it at present. As they gazed, a signal ran up on a second flagstaff to the right.
"They desire us to heave out the private signal, sir, if you please,"
said the signal midshipman, his telescope to his eye.
"Make it so, Mr. Weatherby, together with our number."